Just last week, everything was green. Now it's purple. We no longer sing the Gloria. We have an Advent wreath, lighting a candle in anticipation of Christmas. Everything seems to come on us so quickly, so fast. You've heard it said, and I'm sure either your mother, your father, grandparents, or a wise teacher said this to you at one time or another. I know it was said to me. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. We often respond to that by saying, you know, I'll do it when I have some extra time. But life doesn't always give us extra time. In C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, Satan asks his minions, the servants, the devils that are sent out to tempt man, what would be the greatest temptation? So various temptations occur. And at the end, Satan says, you're forgetting the one aspect and attitude in humanity that serves you the best. I have all the time in the world. So we begin to procrastinate. We begin to procrastinate. And as a result, expressions of love towards those who are significant in our lives never get said or spoken. Giving personal thanks to those who have been supportive at difficult times in our lives remain only good ideas. And thoughtfully healing wrongs and hurts with pleadings of forgiveness just continue as existing words. And the wounds fester. None of us truly knows when God will call us home. And we certainly don't want to leave important aspects of our life unfinished. And those aspects which God has given to us and entrusted to us as his instruments of his presence in this world. This is the beginning of Advent. And of course, there's an aura of expectation. We celebrate God's plan for all humankind. In the prophets, we hear them talking about the time when Christ will come, of the need for preparation, of the understanding to be faithful. This is a period in the church's liturgical calendar when we are told to prepare ourselves, to ready ourselves for his coming. Yes, he came in history among us as a man, the person of Jesus, giving us a way to the Father. So there was an historical coming that we celebrate. He will come at the end of Advent season as we celebrate Christmas. And that's our liturgical season and all the anticipation that we have for that wonderful celebration of Christmas, the joyous spiritual event. And we know that Christ will come again at the end of time to judge the world. This is really important because we anticipate the fact that Jesus will come. And when he comes, are we ready? However, there will be a time known only to God when Jesus will come for each of us. And at that time, we must be ready to meet God who loves us so much that he gave us his only son. When I say come to meet each and every one of us, I am sure without a doubt that every one of us has had the experience of receiving that phone call or that letter or that notification through somebody of a dear friend, a relative that we knew now has died. Sometimes there's an anticipation of illness, so it doesn't come with a great deal of surprise. But there are other times when it's in an instant. and the life is taken. Think about what we do. We try to grapple with ourselves, and we try to go out and we try to think about the last time we were with that person. What did we say? How did we convey our sense of presence? Did we celebrate the fact, especially if it was a friend or a loved one, the fact that we do appreciate that aspect of a given gift in our friendship or in the love of family? There was one wonderful story that was related to me by a young girl who was in college, and she was studying in Paris. And she got onto the plane at Orly, getting ready to come back to the States. She had been there for almost 3 weeks, along with another girlfriend, going throughout all of Europe, like many college students do. They got up in the plane, and after about 15 minutes of air flight, the pilot announced that they have to return because there was a suspected bomb on the flight. Of course, panic struck almost everybody on the plane, of course, and as the plane turned, they went back. She told me, she says, I wanted to remember only the last conversation I had with my parents the night before. And she said, Father Jerry, she says, I wanted to remember, did I say I love you? Did I say I love you? Here in the end, she thought might be the end. What was the one thing she wanted? She wanted to make sure that what was conveyed to her parents were the sense of her appreciation and understanding of the great gift of love that was given to them. We don't know when that time will come. We don't know. We are called to use this time that we have wisely, to know the Lord and to experience Him as a source for all our actions. In praising God, as revealed by His Son, to bless His name for the gifts we have received. Serve the needs of our brothers and sisters, because He has commanded us to love one another, asking for forgiveness for the wrongs that we have committed. Forgive our trespasses, for as we forgive those who trespass against us. So during this Advent time, what do? We gather into a relationship with the Lord. Prayer. We take a look at our own lives, and we clean up those things in our own lives that need to be taken before God, always trying and striving to be better, always striving for that holiness which all of us are called to. We go to confession. And we reach out to others. We do good in His name. How many people will visit those soup kitchens during Advent time? How many individuals will make it a conscious effort to do something which demonstrates the largesse that God has given to us that we now need to share with others? There's a wonderful story told by Father Mark Link about a woman who would diligently clean her home every evening. Every evening, her husband said, "Honey, you're very tired tonight. Why don't you sweep and clean the house in the morning? No one will visit us in the middle of the night." His wife, with kindness, replied, "My dear, Jesus may come in the middle of the night. He may come for you or for me. In any event, I don't want Him to enter a dirty house." Are we ready to meet Jesus? Have we made Him a friend in actions throughout our lives? Do we live with an urgency that does not put off until tomorrow what we need to do today? This is Advent, a time for us to prepare to welcome a friend who loves us beyond our imaginings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.